Okay, good morning. Yud Aleph Adar, 26th of February, 2018. We are in Shoft in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Beis, in the middle of the battle, in the middle of the war. Vayisku'u shalosh meyos hashofaros, vayosem Hashem eis cherev ishbereyehu. And they blew 300 shofros, and Hashem placed the sword of a man in his friend, ubechol hamachane, and in all the camp, vayanas hamachane, and the camp ran ad beis hashita, until beis hashita, tzirei rasa, ad svas ovel mechayla, Al Tabos. They ran till Beis Hashita Tzirei Rasa, until Svas Avel Mechayla Al Tabos. Questions?
Usually you're up one place, not the three places.
Was it the three places or four places over here? Okay, that's what, how many places over here? Question number one.
Beis Hashita Tzirasa
and Tabas. So it seems like there, well, it's four places, it seems. Beis Hashit is one place. Tzirei Rasa seems to be another place. Svas Avil Mechayla is another place. And Tabas is a fourth place. So why are you saying four? You say the last place. Why are you saying they ran to four places? Good kasha. Okay? Ad. What are you asking? You're asking there should be less or there should be more?
Only till. Why don't they go further?
What's the ad? Okay, and if you're doing ad, why don't you do an ad by all of them already? Okay, ad beis hashit should be ad beis hashita, ad serei ras, ad svas avu mechola, and al tabas. What's al? Ad tabas. What's al?
Al is near.
What's
no?
Al tabas?
It's near.
Near.
It's above.
So why is that an al and not an ad? Why is that an al and not an ad? Okay. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean?
Somebody else got. I gave you my sword. You gave me your sword.
They mixed up swords. Okay. Well, what exactly?
It's like in Babel, Hashem mixed the language.
Yeah.
They're
killing each other. How do you see that in those words? Vayosem Hashem eis cherev ish bereyu.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
The what?
Like they're killing each other.
Friendly fire.
So you're understanding Cherev Ishbereyehu that they actually stuck their sword into their friend.
The best one, Hashem. Like you didn't
they stuck their sword into their friend. Okay, good. Good, we'll see. Good. We said they were killing each other, right. But this is the actual pasuk that seems to indicate. They're going nuts. They're all mixed up. Okay. Any other questions? Any other question?
They wanted to kill, you know, like sometimes. Rather than like, I don't know what happened in Masada. It's sort of like they didn't want the Jews to kill them, so they killed each other.
Okay.
From fear.
Out of fear, I don't know, yeah. Say that again? Yeah?
You're spilling.
Well, there are 300 men, right?
Perfect.
What are you asking? Oh, okay, so we got, how many times did they actually blow shofar? Because we already said how many times did they blew. How many times did they say we blew? Pasuk Chaf, Vayisku'u Shaloshes HaRoshim. We have another blowing in Chaf Aleph, Vayariu Vayanusu. And now we have, again, in Chaf Beis, Vayisku'u Shalosh Meos HaShofaros. Okay, and they're blowing 300 shofars. Okay. Visku shalosh meos hashofaros. So, as. Okay.
It's
what do you mean? Vayisku.
What tense is that?
Yes. But Yisku'u Shalosh Meos HaShofaros. Yisku'u, they blew. How would you say it in English? They blew. Is blew is also past tense, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they blew.
They were blown.
They were.
That's passive.
That's not what this says.
Yisku'u.
How does the English say it by you?
They blew.
They blew. They blew. Yeah.
Why not Yitaku?
That would be in Nepal.
No,
was that?
Was
that one at a time?
Yisku'u is one.
No, it's just for Yisku'u.
Philip, what are you asking? And here it says, "Veisku shalosh meos hashofaros." Okay.
What's that telling us?
Vayasam Hashem eischer of ishbereu uvechol hamachane. Okay, good. What's the vechol hamachane? Okay, fine. There's a bomb kashi here. No one asked. None of the farshim asked it either, except for the Divrei Tova. How many people were in this milchama?
300 on the Jewish side.
Jewish side, yeah.
You sure?
Well, 301.
100 each.
Huh? 301. Very good. Why 301?
Because you had Gidon.
Because you have Gidon.
He wasn't in the selection process.
So who's blowing shofar now?
Everybody's
Gidon. Gidon's not blowing.
It says they blew 300 horns.
300 means the 301. It's like Kabbalah, you know.
Like a mantra.
It's the Kolo.
Come on, come on. And this year you're going to let that go.
The numbers in Chumash, you know. They're always rounded off. Right?
Okay. So you can maybe say that, but it's a bomb, no? Why Shosh Meos and not Shosh Meos Ve'echad? Why not Gidon? Or say Gidon V'Shosh Meos HaShofaros. Did Gidon not blow? Did Gidon himself not blow?
When they give the weather report, they don't say he's 68.2 degrees. They say 68.
So you want to say round it off? Okay, possible. See if we can say something better. What did you say?
He had to pay attention to his troops and what was going on in the camp.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he could not take the time to blow the shofar, command and control.
He's blowing the shofar. He can't give
commands. He can't give commands. So he had to stay out. He had to stay out. Although, what type of a blowing is this? What type of a blowing shofar is this?
Yisku'u.
Is this just a military tactic, or is there something ruchni here to the blowing of the shofar? Is there something ruchni going on?
Probably both.
Probably both, right? And if there's something ruchni going on, would we not want Gidon to be involved?
Well, the question is it ruchni for every single one of these tikiot, or some are, some aren't? Because you think he did blow.
Isn't every tikiya both?
Both. What do you mean every tikiya? I mean, Rosh Hashanah, it's probably just ruchni.
But I'm when you're going to battle in a war, when you blow,
they blew shofar by Yericho, right? That wasn't just military, I'm saying.
But over here, it's military.
Definitely something ruchni going on over there, right? It caused the walls to sink in.
if they're blowing shofars to intimidate the enemy,
yeah.
So why shouldn't they also have ruchni as kavanos? Why should they exclude that? Doesn't make sense.
Right, so you're saying for sure it's ruchni. For sure it's ruchni also. For sure it's ruchni also. And then the question is, if it's ruchni, who's the most powerful? Who has the most powerful ruchni kochos in Klal Yisrael at this point in time?
Gidon.
So why wouldn't Gidon be blowing this and this whatever shofars we had before? I don't know. The Mefarshim said two or three. It was a whole question, Pasuk Chaval, of exactly who was blowing. But it seems probably three times also, according to what we saw. I don't remember who said this, but first Gidon blew with his 100 men, and then the other 200 blew after that, and now it seems like they're all blowing together. He actually says, I'll just read you the Divrei Tova, Ulai lekach hirgish kam vayisku shalosh meos hashofaros. At this point, they were all blowing mamish together. in order to have the schus of all 300 shofar, shel osim hashal zmeos tzadikim shel okar labal. Remember, these are the tzadikim that came to fight. Asher b'schusam yaharuk Hashem oyveichem. So this is Ruchni. Masha'en came b'tkiya rishona, sheb b'pasich chaf, kasav ayizku'u shloshes haroshim, ubir sham b'radak, shekavonat hanavi, sheshloshes hachalokim, shemachin yisrael tiku. Each one of the three groups. Hinei sham tiku lo b'tsura mi'uchedes mamish. Then he's saying it wasn't together with Achtus, all 300 at once. Ela kishlosha machano shetokim, three separate camps that were blowing. Avol kan, kol ha-shalosh meos shofaros, his achdu likol tekiya achas, ulechein zechusam gedola ma'od lenatzeach es oyveihem. And therefore there was a tremendous schus and a tremendous ability to destroy the enemy. And he brings, just to back this up, from Tehillim, it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, Tiroein, B'sheva Barzel Kichli Yotzer Tenafsein. B'nei Rashi Sham Pirish, Tiroein, Tirotzitza, Shehu Yishbar Es Hagoyim, that the shofar destroys, it breaks the Goyim. Ulefian Ezbar Nuchal Loimer Shalaka Kasub Tiroein, Shugam Miloshin Shel Tirua, Shekein Kishemelech HaMoshiach, Yerotze lishbor es hagoyim hu yaseh teruah. When Mashiach is going to come, Bekarov, so he's going to blow a teruah to destroy the enemies. Va'az yuchal lahargam b'shevet barzel, and then he's going to be able to kill them with the shevet barzel. And he brings also from Bilam. It says lo hibit avom b'yakov lo ra'amo b'yisrael. Hashem Elokav Imo Utruas Melech Bo. Utruas Melech Bo, and he brings Eben Ezra. Shakavanu Litruas Shofar Shebnei Yisrael Tokim Terua B'machanehem. And the Targum Yonason says, Shetruas HaMelech, what is Truas Melech Bo? Truas HaMelech HaMoshiach Miria Bein Bnei Yisrael. Ukenira Pirish HaTargum Yonason and his bar shapasik to ro'ein b'shevet barzel. We saw in Tehillim, holeich al Mashiach, that's going on Mashiach, shu yaseh teruah b'nitzchay es oyveihem ha'oyvim. He's going to blow a teruah with a victory over the enemies. B'shibach bilam es b'nei yisrael, shegam eim zochen l'shtamish b'machanos ha'milchama b'kol teruah. That there is zocha in their wars to use the call of the teruah, shikit teruahs melech ha'mashiach. I guess it's a me'ein of the ultimate Shua, which is going to be when Mashiach comes. As a funny, maybe you saw, they had in Connections this week, they have all these, they had like this, I guess for Purim, for Adar, they have, you saw it? Yeah, so they have these, all these funny cartoon things. So one of them was, you know how they have the glass, you know, the axe inside the glass break, you know, in case of fire. Mm-hmm. So they have in a glass a shofar break in case of Mashiach. Okay, so this is definitely a ruchni trua going on here. There's definitely something ruchni, me'ein, Mashiach. Mashiach is going to blow a trua, and that's going to destroy the enemy. So in that case, it makes this question stronger. And this is the question he asks. Why does it say only 300, not 301? It seems to be leaving out Gidon. So either he says, you could say like Yitzchak, that Areishos me'er shenosim mi'bal... We know that it's 300 with Gidon, so Navi doesn't have to spell out and Gidon. It's Pashit that it means Gidon too. Okay, that's possible. But he says, Lulei de Mistafina. Gidon did not blow. That these 300 men had a mila over Gidon. What was the mila over Gidon? Heim lo hayu klal limudim lichroa lifnei habal ukemoshikos of Rashi b'pasikhei. These 300 men did not worship the Baal at all.
Gidon's father.
Va'od lo hayu b'nei hakomarim. Mashe, they weren't the leaders of the over the Avodah Zarah. Masha'en ken Gidon Hagam shelo chara lebal. Even though he himself might not have bowed down to the Baal, aval hayu bein hakomarim. Remember, his father was the head Baal priest, it seems.
He grew up in the church.
Ukimo shekasa b'medrash b'midbar Rabba parshas Yudalet shegidon haya zar shelo haya kohen v'chein haya bein hakomarim. The Medrash says he was Bain HaKomarin. Hine Yosh Aviv HaYekomer LaAvodazara. His father Yosh was a Komer. Remember, we had different pshatim on this. There was an amazing pshat from, I think it was the Rama. The Rama, I believe, had a pshat that they only did this, Gidon and his father did this in order to have the, no, that they would keep Klai Yisrael having the right, they knew they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. So they said, better that we do it and we be guiding it so that they'll really be having the right kavanas and not the wrong kavanas. V'gidon v'no nislav v'lo chisaron zeh shehugde b'chazal bein ha-komarim. He in Chazal, they're calling him amongst the komarim of the Baal. V'es ha-chisaron hazeh ulai lo hoya l'chol ha-shalosh me'orish. And these 300 men didn't have that chisaron. Gidon did. Alkei b'tkiya hazu achrona. She tikiya hamiida al malchus Hashem ba'olam. He said this tikiya is more ruchni than the other ones, and this was to testify to the malchus of Hashem. V'taku also b'kol simcha al shezaku lihidavik b'malchus Hashem, and they were blowing it out of joy that they're zoche to attach to the malchus of Hashem. Kol yemei koshi hashibut shahayu lohem mimidyon. They're already starting to see the downfall at this point. They're running away. Now they're blowing, meaning the first time they blew was to cause the Bahala and cause them to go nuts and start killing each other. Now they're seeing that that's already happening. Now they're blowing out of Simcha. V'hadayil HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be moda to thank Hashem shezichoy sam shalolei higorer klal acharei chet avodah zarah. They're not being pulled anymore after avodah zarah. V'shekeis kvar mitchila lehigamer tekufas hanisayin hazeh. And this point in time, these 7 years of shibud under Midyan is over. Ulekach tiku besimcha l'hodayil HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheitzila mechet b'chol ha'tkufa nora azu ulechein gidon lo ratzu letko atki azu. Gidon didn't want to blow. Ki haya bein hakomarim v'cheshas shenidbak bo shemetz ma shemetz ma me'achet hagam shu gadol mikulam. Even though he was the greatest amongst them, but he had this taint that he was amongst the komarim who zachalios moshiach yisrael v'heimlo. He was greater. He was the moshiach. Avol chashash b'chol zos milatkot ki yeshem chazu l'chein tiku rak hashalosh. He wanted this tikkia to be 100% pure. He wanted to be only from those who didn't have anything to do with avodah zarah, and therefore it was just the shalosh meos and not shalosh meos v'echad, not including Gidon. An amazing pshat, beautiful pshat. Okay. Fine. So going on. Vayasam Hashem eis cherev ish bereihu. So what does that mean? So we've already seen the Rabag. We'll see it again. The Rabag says, Vimrov habahala chashvu chayil mehem shehaya chayil Gidon benehem. Their army thought that Gidon's army was right there. The chashv kol echod mehem shehay reihu me'an shegidon. And they thought that their friend was actually from Gidon's army. Ulezos hasiba haya cherev ish ba'achiv. V'neksasam hayu hargim ketsasam. They killed each other. That's what it means. Cherev ish ba'achiv. One was in the other. The cherev ish was in their friend, meaning mamish, in their friend. V'ksasam hayu nasam mipachad, and some ran away. Mi shahaya etzlam shechasu shehei michayil Gidon. Okay, that's the way the Ralbag learns the Metsudas David Vayiskau Ratzalom of Masha Taku Shalosh Meir Shofar Shehu Davar Mavhil Bamahuva Meneh Meyashem Haisa Shiaharig Zedzeh. And an ace came Shiaharig Zedzeh Uvichol HaMachane Haisa Kizos. So it's not exactly the way the Ralbag is saying. The Ralbag is saying, out of this tremendous fear, they actually thought, because of the Baal, they actually thought that Gidon, his men were right there, and they thought their friend was from Gidon's army, so they started killing each other. That's how the Ralbag learns. That was the Baal. The Metzuda says, no, there was a Baal, but then there was a nace from Hashem that they actually started killing each other. Okay. Anything else I want to say on that? Fine.
According to the Rabag, they didn't kill each other?
No, they did kill each other. According to the Rabag, it's more Alpiteva that they killed each other. That this Bahala, this was an amazing tactic they had, to the point where Yeshua said they should teach this in West Point. Yeah? That they scared them so much, they were so afraid, and the noise and everything, that they actually thought that the enemy was amongst them. And they were killing each other because of that. That's how the Ralbag explains. The Metzudas David seems to understand that it was a nace that they started killing each other. There was a Bahala, but then there was a nace that they actually started killing each other. He brings this even more. He says the Sefer Sifsei Chana by Yosem Hashem Cherav Ishperei Ehu Sheschilu Elu Shesomchim Leshofaros Laharog Ish Es Achiv Machmas HaBahala. They were killing each other because of this tremendous confusion. V'nish Pashet Ad Shehoya Harag B'chol HaMachaneh. Okay, that's the Lashon Bechol HaMachaneh, what Yitzchak was asking, right? And this spread to the whole camp. This Bahala spread to the whole camp, and in the whole camp they're killing each other. That this spread throughout the whole camp.
Anybody ever take life-saving when you're swimming and somebody is drowning?
Mm-hmm.
You go to save them and they try to drown you.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's Bahala. They're in the state of, and they don't know who you are. They don't,
very good.
All they do is to grab out, they strike out, whatever they can. That's the Bahala.
I was in Virginia, 12-year-old girl was going under the water. I went out, and the lifeguards didn't know. I saw her, I went to save her, but the water was very deep. I'm pulling her, and she's pulling me down. And in a few seconds, I thought we were both going to go under.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And we would pull you down.
So some people knocked the net, probably knocked the net.
Oh, really?
So it's a state of panic. In a state of panic, you can kill somebody.
And then the Torah says, "Ufi ani azdaiti nira sheyitachin lefarish shehaya kan neis gadol sheasa Hakadosh Baruch Hu neis shehagam sheyada ish ze shehinei reyehu." Listen to this. This is how he learns. Shetzarch lishmar shacherev lo tifka bo toch kidei hamenusa. That they were running with swords, and they knew in their heads that they should be careful to make sure their swords are not going to bump into their friend. Hashem made a nace. Hacherev me'atzma hushma bireyehu. That Hashem made a nace that the cherev of each man went into his friend. He was trying not to. Shum adam lo shalat al cherev. They didn't have control over their swords. Ki Hashem is baruch tachva bireyehu mibli shu yirtze. Against their will, the swords were sticking into their friends.
Umosif
hanavi. Sha'af sha'adam ze ra eich she'enu sholik al cherev. He sees that he's not in control. The Heo Rega says, right, and he's killing his friend. Nisa lechos osa b'chol koch. When he's trying to hold back his sword, that it shouldn't do anything. Shul taragod. Avelo yuchol asos came. They couldn't stop it. Ki b'chol hamachane. Heichon shehalach lo shalat al chervo. Wherever they went in the camp, they couldn't hold back their sword. V'chol azman Heo Regas, and their swords kept killing their friends. V'hulo yuchol imno osa meharog od v'od harugim. And they couldn't stop from killing more and more their friends.
Think stampede.
Mm-hmm.
The stampede is basically everybody's running,
right?
And then they kill each other.
Right? But this, he's saying, it was more than that. It wasn't that way. Hashem made an extra nace that their swords were in Hashem's control and not in their control. Okay, fine. Okay, so now we have to understand the end of the pasuk. Okay, the end of the pasuk, very confusing. We have the beginning. Vayisku shalosh meos hashofros, it was 300, not Gidon. We said, according to the Devei Tova. Vayasem Hashem eis cherev ishperei ehu, depending on how much of a nace you want to say, this was that they were killing each other. But that's how everyone seems to learn, they were killing each other. Ubechol hamachaneh, and the spread throughout the camp. Now, vayonas hamachaneh. Okay, so two things happened. One is they're killing each other, and two is they're fleeing. They're trying to flee, at least. Vayonas ha-machana, and where are they going to? Vayonas ha-machana ad beis ha-shita, tzirei rasa. So if tzirei rasa is another place, it should seem to say ad tzirei rasa. Ad tzva seva mechola altabas. So why altabas and why not ad tabas? And why you're saying so many places, just say one, say the final place. Let's say Tabas is the last place. So say they ran till Tabas. You have to say every stop along the way where they ran.
Maybe
what's the point
stops
of that?
Maybe they were broke up and went to different places.
Oh, okay. So that also is a possibility. Okay. So he says, the Divrei Tova starts off saying, V'nira l'fiyani azdai shiitakin omer, she'izkir anavi esha arba makomo shel amenusa shel machanem midyom. Keneged arba mekomos shenishmedu be'es menusasam bidei gidon. It's saying four places because all these four places were plundered. All these four places were destroyed by Gidon. Shekein dalecha shela acher shesam Hashem cheret ishperei v'machane midyon. Chelek mehem nasu ad beis hashita v'sham nishmedu. Some ran to beis hashita and were killed there. V'chelek ha'acher nishmedu sham b'tzirirasa. And another portion ran to Tzirirasa and were killed there. Shehu liyad beis hashita, which was next to beis hashita. L'chein lo kasev ad beis hashita ad Tzirirasa. And therefore there aren't ads over there because they're all next to each other. K'ein merachei kolkach bein beis hashita l'tzirirasa. Eladalecha Shesham beis hashita liyadonim tzirirasa. Right next to beis hashita was tzirirasa. V'sham nishmedu, and there they were also destroyed. V'chelek ha'echad shel machane midyon himshichu lanos ad lesvas evel mechoyla v'sham nishmedu. And another portion went to evel mechoyla. V'chelek ha'acher nishmedu sham liyad svas evel mechoyla v'derech ha'oleches sham al teves. And some were killed there on their way to teves. Or Tabas, thank you. Ulefi shelo higiu le Tabas al kain amar anavi shebeevil mechola biderech al Tabas, because they didn't actually get to Tabas. Sham nisa mishna. Did you find any of them over there? I don't know if any of them are on that map. I don't think so.
Over here.
But oh, you have a map here. Okay, I have two maps here. Oh, so this map seems to be the same as this map. Yeah, I must have taken it from here. Okay, so here you have a map. So again, we're in Emek Yisrael. The Emek Yisrael is where this battle is taking place. If you see Ein Charod, we said is where they were, right near
below the Kinneret.
Yeah, near the Kinneret, a little below the Kinneret, by Mount Tavor. Show on the big map the area. Okay, yeah, that's the area on the big map over there. Okay, and they're going south. Okay, so they're being chased down. They're being chased down. Here you have what? Ah, okay. So you have Tabat. You have what are the places again? What's the first place in the pasuk?
Beit
Hashita. Yeah. So here's Beit Hashita Tab Tirurasa.
Yeah,
right. And then Evel Mechayla. Evel Mechayla. On this map, you don't have Tabat. Do you have Tabas on that map?
No.
Where do they put Tabas?
For the north.
They put Tabas on the other side of the Yarden. Okay, so this is right along the Yarden, where they're chasing them down right along the Yarden.
Yeah,
and Tabas.
You have it on the other side of the Yarden too.
Do I?
See it? Is it Tabat, and here's the Yarden.
Ah, there you go.
So
thank you.
It's east of the Yarden.
There you go. Okay, it is there. Thank you. Okay, Tabas on the other side. He also makes his own little map here, same thing pretty much. And then he brings from the Sefer Admas Kodesh. That was, if you remember from Sefer Yeshua, that was one of the map Svarim was Admas Kodesh. And he says similar, Shemachane Midyan Shehoya Be'emek Yisrael Ukimavur Le'el in Paragvah Pasig Lamek Gimel Nasu Mizracha Le'emek Hayardein Ad Beis Hashita. They're running east. V'sham lo avru es ha-yarden. And they don't cross the Yarden yet there by Beis Hashita. Ela barchu deroma l'tzirirasa. They're now going southeast, or they're going south to Tzirirasa. U'misham imshichu o deroma, and they go more down. Ad svas evil mechoyla. V'sham ratzu lachzos es hayardim. And that's where they wanted. They thought they're going to run there and cross the Yarden over there. Kedei lagia l'ir tabos. In order to get to Tabas, Asher Be'eber HaYardim Mizracha, which was on the other side of the Yarden. Shenirin Devarim Ki Anasim Mecharav Gidom Bitchu Al Choymas Tabas HaBetzura. Tabas was a fortified city. Tabas had a wall, so their plan was to run to Tabas, and there they would be fortified. There they would be saved by the wall. Ki Ba Yanuchu VeYachlifu Koach Lanus Hala Kadma Mi Madvar Abnei Kedem. The Kach Chosav Sefer Meir Einayim Shehikiv Gidon Es Machan and Midjan Mitzad Zafon Kach Nasul Tzadarim. So they're chasing them down south. They thought they're going to cross into over the Yarden into Tabas and be saved there. Nitein Lomer Shelakach Chosav Ayonat Hamachane Ad Beis Hashita Nasu Ubarchu Me Hamarav Lekivon Mizrach. So they're running from west to east. Ad lebeis hashita shaisa b'mizrach, v'sham nigmara menusasa mizracha. Okay, so that's as far east as they went, was to beis hashita. Shekemi beis hashita nasu anegba, and from beis hashita they didn't go east anymore, now they're going, because they're already by the Yarden, so they're going now south, to tzir rasa, v'mshichu lanas anegba, and they continued going south, ad svas evu mechola. V'sham nigmara menusasa anegba, and then they stopped going south, Shekene Imratzu Misham Lavas Yarden, because they were planning there to pass the Yarden, Leiver Yarden Mizracha Al Tabas, Leir Tabas, Ukamoshikasa Bitargum, Lakachlo Kasav Ad Tabas, Shekene Hemlo Itzlichu Adayin Lavas Yarden Ulagia Le Tabas. They didn't make it though to Tabas. Elaim Itzlichu Lagia Rak Ad Svas Evo Mechola. The Machshava lavar l'tabas v'zeh apir sheim nasu ad svas eva mechola al tabas v'ayinu shebichtei sheteida sheim lo barchu ad l'ksei svas eva mechola amr l'cha sheim barchu shama rak ad makam shu keneged ha-mavar l'agia l'tabas. They only got to the place where they were going to cross to go to Tabas. That's according to this Ad Maskolish. Ha-metzuda siyam lo kasuv kein u'b'sefer Ad Maskolish l'kach omer, which we said al tabas, because they were hoping to be saved in Tabas, but they weren't. Okay, so that's Al-Pipshat, what happened over here. Okay, Al-Pipshat, what's happening? Why is it saying all these places? It's telling you the way that they ran down. Why it doesn't say Ad by all the places? Because they were next to each other. And why it doesn't say Ad, it says Al-Tabas, is because Tabas, they didn't actually get to there. They didn't actually get to Tabas. They only went near it.
Well, this was on foot. They had no chariots or horses.
Seems that way.
And how long did it take to, from normally without a nest, to run that distance? Is it a matter of days or how long is it?
No, it seems like it's happening right away. Why is it that far?
No,
we're not talking about so far. These are all next to each other.
Huh?
These are all next to each other.
Yeah, on the map it looks to me like it could take a day or two for.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I think these are close to each other. These are all close to each other.
It's hard to judge.
Yeah, I'm saying it's all in that, you know, in the Amic over there. Could be they could have chariots. I don't know. They never mentioned there were chariots here in this. Right by Sister, we had chariots. Here it didn't mention anything about the chariots. And Sister, we know how the chariots were destroyed also. No,
stars,
nothing about chariots over here.
The stars came down.
The stars came down and they went into the... Yeah.
Which, so it looks like it's about 20 miles to the inch. So you're talking about an area of about maybe 20 or 30 miles.
20, 30 miles. Okay.
Take a few hours
if you're running. It's an hour, yeah. They could. Okay. Al Pisod, the Kehilas Yaakov is bothered with the same questions here. Koshi Barur, Mimanavshach, Hai Minayo Rachuk Tve. Which one of these places is further? Lema Rachuk, Umemele Nishmeidach. And then whichever one is the furthest, say the furthest one, and forget the other ones. V'imkulu shavu b'shiur rehem, he says, and they're all in the same exact place. Sim matoch sim lamo. So what do we need to tell you? Four different simanim for the same place. So they ran to this place if it's all mamish in the same place. V'yavshur lomer dainu ach. Can't say it's all the same. V'imkain hu ad lama. It says ad twice. So it's obviously not the same place. Lehem v'kitzer ad beis hashita tziru rasa beiv v'machol. If it's all one place, all in the same place, so just leave out that second ad. Ulafikach nira lomer. Da'kosev rotze lo dienu tarti mili beiz mine nasus shahayusha. It's telling you why there are two ads, because there's two runnings going on. There's the running down on planet Earth, the Midianite army, and there's also Hasar Asher B'Shamayim. There's Sar and Shamayim Bikesh Liros Im Yesh Ofim Lehe Aches Shelo Lipo Velo Otzar Koach Shekolas Sha'arim Ninalu. The Tsar up above, each Ummah has their Tsar, and their Tsar up above was trying to hold on somehow, trying to find, is there some way that he can get it, the Yanika that it needs. Vezehu ad beis hashita tzirurasa. The Malchus nikra shita. Malchus, he says, is called shita, which is gematria, the name of Hashem, Shakai. Shakai is gematria shita. I am v'meir nesivim. V'nasu ad sham, and the malach ran there, lirois ofen lionek misham. Ela shematsu sham tzara, betoch tzara. Right? What's sirirasa? That there was tzara betoch tzara, shagvuras gavru aleihem. That he couldn't get in over there. V'zeu tzirirasa lafikach shino akasa v'shma, ki ad hacha nikra tzireidasa. It was really tzireidasa, and it made it tzirirasa, tsar achar tsar, that this malach had tsar achar tsar. V'apam beiz reishin v'umi atam omer. V'mitoch shirosh ein o tikva aleihem, huchrichu lanus ad evel mechayla. So he had to go evel. Evel is, that's the end, yeah? So he understood that that was the end. That's Alpi Sod, Alpi Remez. Alpi Remez, the big day sheish, Rebekhafer, says over here, Beis Hashita, Ho Nikmu Yisrael, Es Nikmasa Me'es Hamidjadim, Avor Hachotim, or that they caused their fathers to sin where? Where did the Midianim cause Bnei Yisrael to sin? Maise Hashitim. So Beis Hashito, he says, is being meramished to Maise Hashitim. Tzirirasa, and Tzirirasa is being meramized, L'kayim es atzivu Hashem l'mosh Rabbeinu Pashas Pinchas, Tzoror es Hamidyanim. Tzoror es Hamidyanim. Right? To take revenge against the Midianim. Tzoror es Hamidyanim. That's Tzirirasa. It's hinting to that fact. And if you remember what we learned back in the beginning of Pashas Gidon, so we learned this amazing Rav Shlomo Kluger, who was says on the pasuk, Nikoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'es Hamidyanim. What's the end of the pasuk? Acher Te'asef El Amecha. What does it mean? Acher Te'asef El Amecha.
But it's
mashma after you die. Acher Te'asef El Amecha. Nikoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Me'es Hamidyanim. Take Nikama against the Midyanim. Acher Te'asef El Amecha. After you die. It's mashma, Moshe should take nekama after he dies. How could he take nekama after he dies? So the Rav Shlomo Kluger says, right, what's acher te'asef el amecha? Davi lomer, v'acher te'asef el amecha. And then you will be te'asef el amecha. Not acher te'asef el amecha. It should be above there. V'nira kavana dinei amru chazal. Shokol akosef shlosha kalei olam g'shlosha chamurei olam. Lo menecha yirubaal bedoro kemoshe bedoro. Bada medoro karam bedoro. Ulefiza yesh lomer de gidon shahayam mishoresh nishmas moshe rak shahayam lefi adar. Gidon was the shoresh of Moshe. He was on his level in his door. Shedoro shel Moshe yigadol kolkach. Moshe was so much greater because Moshe's door was so much greater. Al kein hayiruuyim sheyislabesh ben Moshe kidmusha yaz. Moshe's door was zochet to Moshe the way Moshe was then because of their madrega. V'sheyizke lemayin l'shezach Moshe. U'kemoshe amru chazal leich reid Klum nosati lecha gedula ela b'shvil Yisrael. Moshe only made you great because Klal Yisrael was great in your time. Kishachatu leich reit. When they're chote, when Klal Yisrael's chote, you go down. You also go down. Avodara shel Gidon shelo hayu ru'uyim lo zacha l'mala gedola kazu. Gidon wasn't, we said, a great Talmud Chacham on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because it goes b'fi the dark. Gabi Gidon nama kinasin Hashem es midjan biyodecha. V'haynu mitam. Why does he get midjan? And that's what the pasuk means. Acher te yasev el amecha is referring to Gidon. By yeshorish nishmasu shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki achein nasin Hashem midjan biyado. Ratzalomer nasin kvar biyado. Oh, Dmeis Moshe. When it says it was kinasin Hashem es midjan, it's in the past tense, right? Hashem says to Gidon, right? Kinasin Hashem es midjan biyadecha. I gave it to you. What do you mean I gave it to you? It didn't happen yet. He didn't fight Midian yet. It's only happening now. So how did it say there? Kinasan Hashem is Midian Yodecha, because it happened already in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nasan Kivar Biyado Meis Moshe Rabbeinu Sheftiach Lakash Baruch Lasseis Midian Biyado. When Moshe Rabbeinu Ayah Chayfetzum Misav Ma'od Limkom Nikmas Yisom Midian. And Moshe wanted to take revenge. Lechein Amal Lakash Baruch Sheashu Sheyatam Nikmas Midian Al Yedei Al Yado Mamish. It's not going to happen fully. You can't take full nekama, Moshe, now. It's not the time yet. It's only Acher Teyasef. After you die, you're going to come back as Gidon, and then Rak Atu Tinakim Nikmasam Acher Mitoch Bimei Gidon Ukesiye Al Yedei Acher Shuvi Gidulo Acher Kamashanim. The Rav Shlomo Kluger says, I found after many years Harav Ishu Eloki Rav Shimshon Meashtrapolya, who was a tremendous Mekubal. Hirgish Bezeh, he said the same shot of Acher Teyasef El Amecha, V'simachti. He says, I was so happy to see that I was mechavein to the Mekobol, Rav Shimshon Meashtrapolya, that that's what's going on over here, that Acher Teyasef El Amecha is referring to Gidon. So it makes a lot of sense that we're hinting here to the Nekama against the Midyanim because of the Maisa Shittim and Sroras HaMidyanim is being hinted to in this Chazal.